No, don't start recording yet.
Okay. Oh crap!
What?
Press record.
Green's not record, right?
That's really out of my pay grade.
People, Don did not prep, and I think there are a few more bullet points that we'll be discussing.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. Hey, this is the bonus mile, Scott. We talk about the podcast after the podcast, and this one was a lot of fun.
This was with the coaches, Ian Sharman, Chrissy Moll, and David Roche. And we talked about stories, and most of them were pretty harsh stories, bad things.
Scott, I understand this is the bonus mile, so people already know it was about stories because we just did it. So yeah. You're trying to tell them what they listen to.
Yeah, but you don't know where they are because the podcast is on our podcast. The bonus miles is on Patreon.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So somebody can log into Patreon and they're going, what's this bonus? What's this bonus miles? Well, we have to tell them.
Good thinking. I really enjoyed this one because we've tried to dispense information on Trail Runner Nation by bringing in talented folks like these coaches. And we've had other experts on. And we usually talk about principles, but these principles were wrapped around personal stories. And it's amazing to hear some of these elite athletes had starts just like the rest of us.
Yeah. And you know, since this is the bonus podcast, we say things that we wouldn't normally say on the regular podcast. I got a bone to pick. You know, we did a best of episode last week, and we kind of got, there's some joker, and I hope he probably doesn't listen to our bonus miles, but kind of came back and said, you know, our guest doesn't know anything and was kind of hammering our guest. And I thought, you know what? That's not what we're about, right, Don? You know, we're not here saying this is the right way, this is the wrong way. And the reason why I bring this up is to get this off my chest. But also, we learned from the coaches that we're all individuals. And there's no one right way to do it. There's no one wrong way. And some people have different trials than others. And, you know, all we're here to do is to dispense information so that you can go out and try.
How deep do you want to get into this conversation? Because really, that comment was a metaphor for what's happening in the United States right now. Everybody's in their own tribe. They're building their barricades around them, and they're taking positions and refusing to be open-minded. And I just wish that we'd all learn to communicate and embrace different ideas and feel confident enough to allow us to think differently still love one another.
Exactly. I mean, if a low-carb, high-fat diet works for you as an athlete and as a person, makes you feel better, do it. And that may not work for the other guy that wants to be a vegan and really be a plant-based eater. You know, we all have to do this experiment of one, and it doesn't mean that the other person's method is wrong.
Did you just say, just let your freak flag fly? Is that what you just said?
I've never heard that. Let your freak flag fly?
You've never heard that.
That's hard to say, first of all. It's a lot of, is that alliteration? Freak flag fly?
Yeah, it is. But I'm sure that if you Google it, you'll find it. And if you Urban Dictionary, you'll find it. And so I think it's out there somewhere.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, the podcast with the coaches was great because, you know, like you've never really had blister issues. You've never had to worry about that.
I'm going to knock on wood because they could start any time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And some people have cramp issues. Some people don't. Some people have mental breakdowns on the trail, and some don't.
And one of the things that Chrissy said on her story was first line of defense, regardless of what your problem is, eat something, have a goo, have some calories, because part of your problem might be just mental attitude. And we know mental attitudes deteriorate when we're needing some glucose. When we're using all of our blood sugar calories to move us down the trail, the brain gets a little bit angry and starts to do some negative talk like, you know, this is really dumb. You really shouldn't be doing this. Aren't there other things you should be doing? Or, boy, this really hurts. You feel that in your foot? Well, you think it's bad, but now listen to it. It's really bad, right? And these are things when the body is angry and needs some calories. So I loved her statement. First line of defense, eat some calories, now figure it out. Because with calories, you can think better and figure it out better.
And one of the other things that she brought up was putting a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps. You know, if you're going through a bad spot and you're it's okay to get, you know, give yourself some time, like Coach Brian Tosh says, give it some time. But putting a smile on your face, and this is a metaphor also for life. You know, life sometimes doesn't go the way you want. But just put a smile on your face, it will make you feel better.
Hey, Jimmy Dean Freeman is a classic example of that. And I've paced him, and many of us get to, because he loves Pacers. And I've seen him in a miserable spot. And he comes into the aid station, and he's high-fiving people, and he's smiling, and he's just embracing everybody with his joy. And then we get out of the aid station, and he feels better than he did coming in, because he exchanged some of that energy. And he said the aid station's as much about getting aid as physically as it is emotionally. And so he pumps up, he fills his bottle full of fluids and a little bit of emotional mojo.
I worked my first year at college, I worked for a pharmacist, and I learned a lot of things from him. He was a great guy, friend of the family. And the way that, you know, inevitably people call on the phone or they'll come in and they would always say, "Hey, George, how you doing?" And his response, and he went through cancer and ended up passing away. And through all that, if they asked and say, "Hey, George, how you doing?" he'd say, "Never better." There's always a positive return. And I think that gives you power. It gives you power over your situation, and it makes you feel better.
So let me ask you this, Scott. Did you find in your life experience, because it's vast at this point, right? That people...
Not as vast as yours, pal.
That's true. So did you notice that people asked him that question because they wanted some of that positive energy just to bounce back at them? And so you saw more people asking George, was that his name, George?
Yep, George.
More people asking George, "How you doing?" than any other person you've ever known, because he always had the right answer. And you've probably met, I didn't wait for your answer, and you've probably come across some people that you go, "I'm never asking Mary or Bob that question, because they're just gonna Eeyore me and end up just with, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. This is the worst day." So comment on some of that, Scott. I gave you enough there to talk about.
You know, absolutely. The people that really knew George, it was almost, they would always ask, and he would always say, "Never better." And then you could see after that verbal exchange, they would look each other in the eye and get kind of that twinkle, like,
"Yeah,
I knew you were going to say that. And I thank you for asking me, because I love to say it." But, you know, on the flip side, and you probably deal with people like this all the time. You know, I've been in sales for a number of years. And I'd call customers up or other sales reps up, and I'd ask them, "So how are things going?" And probably the default answer that I always heard was, "Oh, I'm so busy. I don't have enough time in the day. It's just been so busy." And that's kind of a negative thought. And I'm thinking, no one is that busy. I don't care if you're the most busy person in the whole world. If you are, you should be grateful and say, "You know what? Never better. I'm so busy. I'm just having a ball."
Scott, have you ever considered maybe they just didn't want to talk to you?
Well, maybe they were looking in, you know, at me, and I was looking miserable, and they fed off of that. I don't know, but I think that's how did we get on this? I don't
know. It doesn't matter, but I'll tell you the one thing that I recently noticed about you, and I brought it up on a run, is you always look through rose-colored lenses, no matter what. And I attributed that partially to your position as salesperson, that you need to be upbeat, you need to be positive, and whatever comes at you, you assume they're asking for not just a case, but a palette. every time, I'll take one, you go, automatically in your head, you go, oh, one pallet. Of course. Why would you not want a pallet of what I'm selling? And so I see you as a super, super positive, optimistic guy. And you walk around with that energy, and it's contagious. And it's why I like running with you.
I learned it from George, because he was never better.
How many lessons do we learn from people along the way? As we have talked a lot on the podcast, just about, oh, I learned how to count 25-25 from Dana Gard. Oh, I learned about, you know, you name all the lessons.
Yeah.
John Nichols, one for the belly, one for the bottle at the aid station. Just little things that we pick up that are a mosaic of who we are today. All these little lessons that it's good to attribute some of these lessons, attribute some of the lesson vocabulary I can't give to anybody.
On a normal podcast, we would edit this out, but this is the bonus miles. It's edit-free.
We just let it roll, right? We just talk through it. And so I think we're lucky to exchange. And part of the thing about what makes the trail community so awesome, and we've said it right in the beginning of Trail Runner Nation, is the trail qualifies her members. Mm-hmm. And the trail she wants strong, optimistic, determined, passionate people. And the people that aren't kind of drift off, and they're not part of this group that moves forward. And so when you go out and you run with a group or you pass a group, boy, there's the positive energy that's just rolling around the experience. And that's why it feels so good. And I do think the trail qualifies her people.
I think you're absolutely right, but I'm going to say something that goes along with that is the trail also has no limit. So it's not like there's only this many people that it will qualify, you know, like a race cap. There's only this many people that can get into a race. The trail is open. Anybody that wants to and has the desire to be there, it is open for you, but you're right. It does qualify. If you don't fit into that positive attitude, you're gonna get kicked in the butt.
Yeah, like all good episodes, Scott. And this is a mini episode. We want to full circle it, right? And so I'm gonna come back to the guy complaining about the guy that had to get off your chest that made a comment about our fantastic knowledge source and guest. And I'll bet you if you went on to that person's race resume, it's not very deep. Mm-hmm. The trail has not had a chance to qualify that person or try to shape them into what their potential is. So I'm not saying the trail will kick you on or kick you off. The trail will form you and mold you into a better person through these experiences. And that guy needs some more time on the trail so that he can accept the guest that you're talking about's view.
You know, I you're absolutely right, and I should find out what his name is and look him up on.
Because you might tag him on some kind of comment that you probably shouldn't.
But you know, you've said it before. I think that we are molded by these experiences, and one of the characteristics that I feel fortunate that it's molded into me is a little more tolerance.
We saw that at the beginning of the podcast. Because in the past, you would have done even more. You would have been right there on social media, just having a knockdown, drag out conversation with this guy. So yes, very tolerant. Just save your anger for bonus miles, Scott.
I'm not the most tolerant, but I'm more tolerant than I was the day before. I am better, never better. I'm leveling up every day. How's that?
Nice.
How's
nice, that? George. I think George would be proud of you, and he's happy with your example that you're continuing to demonstrate the George mentality and attitude. So I'm sure he's happy.
Hey, and since this is bonus miles, and you know, we can say stuff on here that we normally wouldn't. We're excited about the next podcast with the coaches. That's going to be a fun one. David came up with it after we hit pause. The next one we do with them, they're going to talk about their favorite workouts.
Mm. Yep, favorite and the workouts. Whys, the benefits, and some I'm going to assume benefits and some caution. Like don't go too fast into this because this could happen. But if you administer it properly, here are the benefits. I'm going to show up. I'm going to join that one.
Do we have to come up with our favorite workouts too?
Rest is workout. Remember.
That's your favorite workout.
Hey, and as we're closing here, but we don't have any exact time on this stuff. But as we're closing, I'm reading the book Exercised, or listening to the book Exercised by Daniel Lieberman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm loving that book.
Okay, and I need to download it. I'm finishing up The Indifferent Stars Above, which is about the forlorn hope. By the way, you haven't read that, and that's one I'm going to challenge you to read because. It's pretty amazing. But anyway, tell me a little bit about Exercise.
Well, he talks about that rest is actually something that's very important to and humanity. If you look back anthropologically, that we did a lot of resting even as hunters and gatherers. We didn't push as much as we maybe have conjured up in our own mind. And we're one of the first generations, if you want to take multiple generation and speak just in a time frame, that would actually expend valuable calories with frivolous exercise, like a treadmill, burning calories that are hard to hunt and gather for, and just burn them standing in one spot. That calories, like money, you wouldn't go around tossing dollars off a bridge, nor would you just spend calories running in one spot on a treadmill.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No,
I don't like the treadmill.
I think you would
if
you put it in the right context. I think you'll appreciate it because we do so much sitting. We sat for the last 2 hours doing this.
Yeah,
and so that what Daniel Lieberman is saying is. People were always moving, and they put pedometers on people. They did plenty. In fact, part of the groups that they were looking at, that the Tarahumara Indians in the Copper Canyon, right?
Tarahumara.
They put pedometers on them and found that the everyday person that's out there is doing up to 10 miles a day, just walking, doing tasks, and then they. When they go and run their 50-mile run, they don't do any training at all, zero. They just go out and run it. Mm. And then so I started doing the math. I thought, if I was to do a 50-mile run, I would love to have a good 60-mile week. Well, that's what they're doing, essentially. Mm. They're doing 60 miles just on their daily activities. That's why they can, at a drop of a hat, go run a 50-mile run with zero training. Their life is training.
Maybe we need to walk to the grocery store more.
Mm.
No, you don't like that idea?
Well, you got to carry the groceries back. I was fine walking there. I was just trying to figure out how to get them back.
Don't you have a wagon or a backpack? Maybe maybe you shouldn't buy so much food, Freeman.
I think what I'll do is just borrow one of their carts. I see a lot of people doing that.
You just inherit one of the carts and you push it to the grocery store and back from the grocery store.
Hey, let's end up with this bonus miles before I get a repetitive stress injury from this extra bonus mile.
Hey, we're glad that we're thankful to the Patreon supporters, and we hope that you're enjoying the bonus miles podcast. We sure are having fun. We do it anyway. Whether it's on a run or after we hit pause, but now you get to enjoy it with us, and we hope you have fun with it just like we do.
So go out and bonus.
Moss?
We can say that.
Moss?
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.